Hi there. I'm the Haynes Harbor Master, and I take care of the boats you see in our harbor. Today I want to tell you a story about boats. Real boats. Right here in Haynes. And a few things you should always remember when you're around them. If you look out over the water, you might see all kinds of boats. Some are small, some are big, and each one has an important job. Boats are kind of like tools, just like a hammer or a shovel, but a lot more exciting. Let's start with fishing boats, because Haynes is a fishing town. Some of the most common boats you'll see are gillnetters. These boats set out long nets in the water to catch salmon. The salmon swim along, and whoosh, they get gently caught in a net. Gillnet boats are usually medium size, and if you ever see one working, you might notice the crew moves quickly, pulling in the nets and sorting fish. Now you might also see trollers. These boats don't use big nets. They use fishing lines with hooks that trail behind the boat. It's a slower, quieter way of fishing, and many people say it's one of the most peaceful ways to work on the water. And there's something interesting. A lot of these boats are run by families. Sometimes, kids grow up on these boats and learn how to fish from their parents or grandparents. When you see a fishing boat, you're not just seeing a job, you're seeing a way of life. Now, not all the boats are fishing boats. Some boats are charter boats, taking people out onto the water to fish for fun or explore places like Lynn Canal. Some are tour boats, where visitors come to see whales, glaciers, or bald eagles. And then there are harbor boats, like the ones I help manage, that make sure everything runs safely and smoothly in our harbor. Now, each boat has a captain, and being a captain is a big responsibility. They have to watch the weather, know the tides, and keep everyone safe. Speaking of safety, this is one of the most important parts of my job. It's something I want you to remember too. Water is powerful. It can be calm and beautiful, but it can also be cold and dangerous. So here are a few simple rules for kids around boats. Rule number one, always wear a life jacket. Even strong swimmers can get tired or surprised by cold water. In Southeast Alaska, the water is very cold, even in summer, and a life jacket can save your life. Rule number two, stay where adults can see you. Docks and boats can be slippery. It's easy to trip or fall, so always stick close to someone who can help you. Rule number three, keep your hands and feet to yourself when boats are moving. Boats have ropes, pulleys, and moving parts that can pinch or pull. Watching is great, but touching without permission can be very dangerous. Now here's one more. Listen to the captain or crew. They know the boat best, and they are there to keep everyone safe. Now let me tell you something I've learned from spending so much time around boats. Every boat has a story. Some boats have been here working these waters for decades. They've seen storms, sunshine, and thousands of fish. Some have traveled far from other places to end up here in Haynes. And some are brand new, just starting their journey. Sometimes, early in the morning, the harbor is very quiet. You can hear the water gently tapping against the boats, and maybe a seagull calling overhead. Then the day begins. Engines start up, crews get to work, and one by one the boats head out into Lynn Canal. Now where are they going? Well, some are headed out to fish. Some are taking visitors on adventures, and some are just going for a peaceful ride. But no matter where they go, they all come back here, to the harbor. That's what makes the harbor so special. It's a safe place, a home base, a place to tie up and rest. And that's part of my job, to make sure that when the boats come back home, there's a safe place waiting for them. So next time you see a boat on the water, try to imagine its story. Is it a gillnetter bringing in salmon? Is it a troller quietly fishing in the distance? Or maybe a family just like yours enjoying a day on the water. And maybe someday, you'll have a boat and a boat story of your own. Now, boats aren't the only ones using the water. The Upper Lynn Canal is full of marine life. And if you're patient and a little bit lucky, you might see some of it right from here. You might spot a harbor seal first. They're smaller, with round heads and big dark eyes. Sometimes they pop their heads up out of the water and just look around, almost like they're as curious about you as you are about them. Then there are stellar sea lions, which are much bigger and louder. If you hear barking on the water or near rocks, it might be them. Sea lions like to group together and haul out on rocks to rest in the sun. They're strong swimmers and can dive deep to catch fish. And then there's whales. In these waters, you might see humpback whales, especially in summer. They're huge, about as long as a school bus, and sometimes they slap their tails on the water or even leap out in a giant splash called a breach. It's one of the most exciting things you'll ever see. Now, if you're very, very lucky, you might see orca whales, also called killer whales. Orcas travel in family groups called pods, and they are very, very smart. Some orcas come here to eat fish, and others come to hunt marine mammals. If you ever see a tall black fin slicing through the water, it could be an orca passing by. All these animals depend on the same ocean that boats use. That means fishermen, captains, and even harbor masters like me have to be careful and respectful. We slow down near whales, give animals space, and try to keep the water clean so they stay healthy. Until then, keep exploring, stay curious, and always stay safe around water.